Sweden, boys raped, tortured, made to dig graves by migration background men survive ordeal. By Chris Tomlinson on November 21, 2020. Two underage boys who were brutally tortured and raped at a Swedish cemetery have described their horrific ordeal to police as new details of the incident have emerged. The incident took place earlier this year in August in the city of Solna and saw two migration background men allegedly torture two underage boys in a local cemetery for hours before the boys were found naked and bloody the following morning. Earlier this week, the two suspects in the case, an 18-year-old Tunisian Swede and a 21-year-old Kurd with Swedish citizenship, were charged with aggravated robbery, kidnapping, aggravated assault, aggravated rape, and assault. The two underage victims in the case also gave testimony to police, which has now become public, Nyhetsre Dag reports. The boys told the police that the two men had initially approached them to sell drugs, but when the boys refused, the pair claimed to be members of the Death Squad criminal gang and threatened the pair while taking them to a nearby wooded area. After being taken to the cemetery, the boys were forced to strip naked at knife point, with one boy lying on his stomach for hours as both men sat on his back. One of the victims also stated that the men stood directly on his head, saying, "It felt like my head is going to be, like, mashed potatoes." Both boys were stabbed in various parts of their bodies, tortured with cigarette lighters, and one even had a stick forced into his rectum by one of the migration background men. Both were also viciously beaten. One of the victims stated that the Tunisian background teen was the main driver of the violence and threatened to break the neck of one of the boys and sexually assault him afterwards. According to British tabloid The Sun, the boys were also forced to lie down in graves they had dug themselves and feared being buried alive. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.